Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Blonde hair, blue eyes, nice skin, so gorgeous. We thank the life, gorgeous.
Thank the life, gorgeous. I love the life, gorgeous. A torso is so tight.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to my warm, inviting mahogany panel den with my conquistador lamp and my burlwood inlay. Part of the mahogany paneling is burlwood inlay. My name is Craigers. This is where I share my magical life in hopes of improving your life. Some good fan questions this week. You know, it's another relatively brief solo pod. I do it because it keeps it moving. And I'm also going on another trip. I go out of town for the weekends a lot, okay? I'm not going to say where. There are a lot of coastal towns in California. Also go out to the desert. But I just have to keep it moving. I have a life of leisure. It is the life, gorgeous. But I have some good questions this week. And I'm going to answer those in 1 second. Some guests coming up. The production assistant at ESPN, I told this story on Rich Eisen, the guy who on my very first show at ESPN Sports Center, he was a PA, he saw that I was a little nervous and he said, it's going to be okay. His name is Albert Scooter Vertino. He's coming up as a guest. He works at Turner Sports, very powerful executive. And then I also have coming up a special guest, the voice of the Minnesota Vikings, Paul Allen. Very excited about that. So those are some guests coming up today. It's a solo pod with Kilby. Here's the first question. Craigers, love when you give movie recommendations, specifically the movies you like to rewatch over and over again. The Firm, you've mentioned, Craig. 3 Days of the Condor, which is tremendous, with Bob Redford from the early 70s. Can you give me another one for this week? Okay. So these are not my top five movies of all time, the Hitchcock, North by Northwest, or Chinatown or The Graduate. These are movies I really get a kick out of watching over and over again. This is with Daniel Craig and Rooney Mara, The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo. I just rewatched it again. It's just there's a vibe and a sense, a feel, a mood, kind of a blue-gray feeling. They shot it in Sweden. It's based on a book. They have a Swedish, I've seen the Swedish version, which is just as good. But I really enjoy it. There is a mystery and there is evil. There's an evil human being in that movie. So I get a huge kick out of watching that. As you know, I like espionage. I like mystery. I like crime thrillers. So I really recommend The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo, directed by David Fincher. I hope you've seen it. Next question. Kilby, your Wolves are still in first place. How would you grade head coach Chris Finch this season? Straight A. He's doing a hell of a job. And there, in my opinion, I wanted them to finish in the top four in the West, which could still happen because it's really tight right now. I don't want to say, in my opinion, they're overachieving, but man, they're playing very, very well. I didn't think the defense would be number one. The Rudy trade has worked out. The offense is continuing to improve. We have offensive firepower. We just got to keep working on the ball movement. And I've mentioned that not everyone is an adept passer. Ant needs to work on that. But as far as Coach Finch, I listened to the post-game interviews after the game. And when he said after the, it was the Charlotte game when Cat was going for, you know, 62 or whatever he scored. He's called it a disgusting performance. And that was like my favorite thing ever. Absolutely. You have to realize something. The players love Finchie. Finchie loves the players. He can lay into them, and they deserve that, and they need that. And that's how you improve. That was a disgusting performance. I'm going to tell you something. You can tell that Kreggers is using his hands a little bit today. But one of my favorite things in the world is what Greg Popovich does sometimes when the starters, when Timmy Duncan and Tony Parker, when they weren't playing well, he'd sub out all five starters in the first 2 minutes of the game and sit their asses down to make a point. I like that kind of stuff. So when Chris Finch says that was a disgusting performance, I loved it. And it was. You don't mess with the basketball gods and chase these records. We're trying to win a game. We already know you can score 60. We got that. Another thing I wanted to say, so the fans sometimes, you can criticize the head coaches, and I do it with KOC. I like him, the Vikings head coach. I question the play calling sometimes. So when Finchie is, if you don't like the rotations, that's on him. Absolutely. But here's where you can't criticize the coach. This is what bothers me. We're playing at San Antonio. They call a timeout. The score is tied. This is Spurs ball. The last thing you want to do is foul. Make them earn it. Don't give them a free throw. And we played really good D. And you know, during the timeout, Finchie's saying, no fouls, no fouls, no fouls. So we played really good D. They missed their shot. We didn't get the rebound. And Jade McDaniels was fighting for the rebound, and he reached over and fouled the guy and gave him what was the winning free throw. He went 1 of 2. Now, if you're blaming the coaching staff for that, it was Jaden McDaniels who fouled him. You've got to be careful, man. So a lot of times it's really on the players. The coaches are saying the right thing. The players have to execute that and not screw up. Of course, the good news is we won at OKC in a very close game and had a wonderful stretch at the end, the last 3 or 4 minutes. Jaden, big three, and a huge tip-in. So he redeemed himself. Proud of him. So Finchie gets an A, and just keep being hard on those players because these guys need structure and they need discipline. Next question. Kreggers, do you really only have one martini a week? I admire that, but I find it difficult. Also, it's very helpful when you talk about drinking because I think a lot of us need to cut down. Thank you for that question and that comment. A lot of us do need to cut down. I have, and I like talking about it. Now, I'm probably older than you because the young people flock to the Life Gorgeous podcast. And when I was younger, I drank more than I do now. I just feel better with one martini a week. And yes, it is one martini a week. The only time it wouldn't be is if I'm traveling and vacationing and holidaying, and I might have two in 1 week. But I really cut down. I appreciate it more. So I just say you need to be disciplined. When you do drink, leave yourself an out. The out is the meal and sleep. I always say don't chase the night. It might be hard for you if you're in your 30s to have one martini a week or one drink a week. I didn't do that when I was in my 30s, but I do now. Now that I'm, you know, late 40s, early 50s. And I just think it's, I just feel better for my body. So good luck with that. I will continue to talk drinking. As I mentioned many times, I drink, you know, vodka, martinis. I don't do the gimlets anymore. I don't put the sugar in. I don't drink margaritas. Don't ever have an espresso martini. Awful, awful for you. Anyways, I don't want to be a buzzkill here, but that's life. Last question. Listen to this one. Kilby, I love hearing stories from your happy childhood. Can you share one today that we haven't heard? I'm going to try. I don't know if this will translate, but this is my ice cream sundae story. And this is, I believe I was in third grade. So my brother Chris and I and my mom were down in Red Wing, Minnesota. We went to the dentist, and after the dentist, we would go to this diner, this, you know, not maybe like a Perkins Cake and Steak, but it wasn't. It was down in Red Wing. I don't think it was a chain. And I'd get my grilled cheese sandwich or whatever. And we're sitting there in the booth, but there's the counter, and there's the lady, the waitress, and we see this really cool cardboard cutout on a string that's hanging down from the ceiling near the cash register. And it's a cardboard cutout of an ice cream sundae in a beautiful fountain glass, one of those really tall fountain glasses. And they have like chopped walnuts or pecans on it with whipped cream and a cherry on top. It's an ice cream sundae. And I just said, Mom, look at that. Look at that ice cream sundae. Can Chris and I have one? And Mom, who loved us, said, yes, but you have to share it. So we're going to get an ice cream sundae. We're pretty fired up. We had gone to the dentist. We're getting rewarded now with a sugar high. And it's an ice cream sundae. So we order it, and I get to watch the waitress make it. And she grabs, instead of a fountain glass, which I guess they didn't have, it was just in the picture, she grabs a little coffee mug and takes a scoop of ice cream and puts a scoop in there. Then she walks over near the cash register and grabs, they have the salted peanuts in a plastic bag. She rips that open and pours some peanuts over the ice cream with some chocolate syrup, no whipped cream, no cherry. And she brings that over to us and sets it down. Now, my brother and I are being polite and say, thank you. We're not mad. We're not disappointed. We're just laughing. Salted peanuts on top instead of pecans, chopped pecans. No whipped cream, no cherry. It looks nothing like the picture. And that's when I realized life is not fair. That's when it hit me. And that's also when I started drinking vodka. No, I'm kidding. So anywho, I like that story. I wonder if my brother remembers that. This beautiful cardboard cutout of an ice cream sundae, and she serves it in a coffee cup with peanuts. Such is life. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm proud of you. This is Craigers. I'm wearing blue, powder blue. My hair is a little wild today. I think I am going to have a martini tonight, because whenever I talk about it, I get excited. But I haven't had one this week. So I'll see you next time. And remember, young people, I'm proud of you.
Thank the life gorgeous. I love the life gorgeous. It's so, so, so tight.